Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with George McKee, director of the Morehead Theater Guild's upcoming production of the Savannah Sipping Society. Also, Chris Lanham, one of the actresses in the show and the president of the Morehead Theater Guild. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
First, I want to talk a little bit about the show. The Savannah Sipping Society will be August 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th at 7:30 p.m., and August 18th and 25th at 2 p.m. at the Rowan County Arts Center, where many of the shows for the Theater Guild take place. The tickets are available online at moreheadtheater.org or by calling the Rowan County Arts Center, or you can get them at the door. But this one's supposed to be really funny. I'm sure it will get a packed house. So let's start with a little bit about the play. Who picked this show?
I'll take credit for it.
You'll take credit for it.
I'm on the play selection committee, mm-hmm. and we were just looking through a lot of different plays, and I happened to find this one online. We were looking for another comedy, and the same team of folks who wrote this were involved either in whole or in part with other productions that we have produced that were successful, including the Dixie Swim Club mm-hmm. and Dearly Departed.
Right.
So we thought, okay, let's take a crack at that. So I ordered a copy and brought it to the play selection committee. We all laughed and decided we would add it to the season.
Now, how did you get roped in to directing?
I was just getting ready to tell you that. The way that I came on board was last summer I was acting in a production of The Crucible, mm-hmm. and I had been talking with several members of the Guild about possibly getting into directing again. I've directed for the Guild before, but it's been several years. In fact, it's been probably the early 90s since the last time I've directed a show for Morehead Theater Guild. Mm-hmm. So I was just bouncing around some ideas, some different things, different shows that I thought that I might be interested in. And Dinah Reeder came to me and brought me the script. And she said, why don't you read it and look over it and see what you think? And if you'd be interested in directing it, we'd be happy to let you. So I read it and I fell in love with the script. It was very funny. And I said, yeah, I'm on board. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
So this is a four-person cast. We've got Chris, Diana Reeder, Kim Shannon, and Sara Lindsay all taking part in this show. When did you guys begin the rehearsal process?
Actually, we started back in June, about mid-June, mid to late June. And we've been rehearsing 3-4 nights a week.
And we had auditions in May.
Yeah, we auditioned in May, so we've been actually working on the show for quite a while, most of the summer, pretty much the entirety of the summer.
I feel like with a small cast, there's more work to do. I mean, when you have a big ensemble cast, everybody gets a break. But mm-hmm. with this kind of cast, I mean, everybody's on stage at all time?
Pretty much. I think Sara gets a little bit of a break at the beginning because there are three of us, and then she comes in the second scene. But after that, it's full on
yeah.
through the whole show.
And it's very much an ensemble show. Mm-hmm. I think all the parts are pretty much equal, and the line distribution pretty much equal. So everyone has a big part in this show.
And well, everyone has a moment we all share, and it is really, truly an ensemble production.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about the plot. Because, I mean, the Savannah Sipping Society could be so many things. So give me a little bit of a taste of what this show's about.
Well, as has already been stated, it's a very lively, laugh-a-minute, hilarious comedy that basically proves that it's never too late to make new old friends. And that's kind of what the show is about. That's kind of the theme of the show, friendship and overcoming loss. The play is about four middle-aged women all over the age of 50, four strangers who meet in the juice bar of a yoga studio. And they start talking, and they kind of hit it off, despite the fact that they're all from completely different backgrounds with entirely different personalities. And the way it kind of happens, the way their friendship kind of develops, they kind of invite themselves over to Randa's for an impromptu happy hour. And then throughout a series of these impromptu happy hours, they just develop a friendship, and they find out that they have a lot more in common than they think they do. Mm-hmm. They all share loss of some kind, whether it be the loss of a husband through divorce or the loss of a husband through death, or the loss of your career.
Right.
And one of them finds that she's slowly losing her sister due to dementia. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the hilarity, I mean, it's obviously a very funny comedy, but there's some very poignant moments as well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a little bit of commentary on society today, right now. Anyway, I mean, we live in this very divisive world right now, and a lot of people are trying to point out, you know, we all do have a lot in common, even if we disagree on a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's about bringing people together and people sharing common issues, common problems.
Right. Now, tell me a little bit about Randa. How did you, I mean, is this one of those shows where the script just demands that your character be a certain way, or were you able to do some character development and kind of go your own direction?
Well, I think there's, I gather from some discussions that we've had in rehearsal, at least backstage over the last couple of weeks, I see Randa a little differently than everyone else does. And that might be because I'm playing Randa and I want her to be, you know, the way I see her. She is wound pretty tight. She's a professional. She's worked all her life. She's never been married. She doesn't have children. So she's devoted her life to her career. And so she seems to be the type of person that things need to be a certain way. And I think part of that comes from her family. She's from an old Southern family. Mm-hmm. And her family has money, even though she may not have the money that they do. Her family she comes from money. And I think in the way that she was raised, you know, she was expected to be a certain way. But on the other hand, she also seems to be the one in the family who, no matter how successful she is, she gets the least credit. The credit always goes to her brother. Mm. As she says in the show, my brother Alden, he who can do no wrong.
Right.
And she talks about him recently taking a break from walking on water and raising the dead, you know, because that's kind of how her family treats her brother, as though he's the golden child and mm-hmm. can do no wrong. And she always feels like she's fighting for some kind of recognition. So I think she's kind of learned to be on her own, and she's used to doing things on her own. She even talks about, you know, needing to expand her social horizon, but she's devoted so much time to her career, she really doesn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's logistically from that area, but has no idea what to do, where to go, how to meet people, make friends. So she's kind of that driven, focused, and a little tightly wound.
Just a little.
career woman. So
now, you said that other people in the show see her a little differently. How do they see her?
Well, I think, and I'm not sure because I can't remember exactly how they put it, but they do. What would you say? We talked about it the other day, and it's not that she's selfish or self-centered. It's not that. It's that she is uptight, you know, and that anytime, there are a couple times when they think, because Diana Reeder's character, Dot, is just so laid back and easygoing, wants everybody to get along, and then Randa, especially in the beginning, you know, Sara's character is this free spirit. She comes in and wants to make all these changes and do all this stuff. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, for Randa.
Kind of upsets Randa's
for Randa, too much change too quickly kind of upsets her world. So they see her as being wound a little tight and maybe not as, you know, every time an idea is put out there, she kind of shoots it down. Yeah. So it's not, I don't know that she's actually shooting it down so much as it's something new,
she's
not ready for it, and she's overly cautious about it.
So you have these very different personalities in these characters.
Very different. Yes, they're all incredibly different. Actually, Randa's 49, not 50. And
let's make that distinction right now.
Right now. And I think Sara and Sara's character, Jinx, and Kim's character, Marla Faye, who's from Texas, they're in their early 50s, maybe.
Yeah.
The characters are in their early 50s, and then Dot's character's older. She's probably, 70, I think?
Yeah.
I think 71. Her character's meant to be in her early 70s, so, which is, you know, Diana's not 70.
Yeah.
So we're all, you know, playing women of an age, but also I think women in this age range from 50 to 70 were kind of set aside, mm-hmm. you know, or have been. Although I think these days we're becoming stronger. What they say, the 50 is the new 35,
right?
You know, is what you hear these days. Mm-hmm. So, but they are all very different. You know, Dot's lost her husband. They've come to Savannah to retire. And no sooner do they get there than he's gone. And mm-hmm. before they get a chance to do all the wonderful things that they had planned to do. And like George mentioned, Sara's lived in a lot of different places. She's kind of a free spirit, mm-hmm. and she's moved a lot and done a lot and explored a lot. But on the other hand, I don't know how much she has focused on herself. You know, she's there to take care of her sister, and her sister's, she's losing her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Chris had a good point. I know Marla Faye at one point in the show says, something happened with these four women who thought nobody cared what they had to say. And I think Chris made a good point about that. You know, women over 50, that's changing. But, you know, these women thought, well, maybe their lives were over. You mm-hmm. know, maybe they were going to face the rest of their lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
But they found each other.
And found that they could be something other than what they were.
Yeah.
That they can live a different kind of life. They can find new
and still
ways to live and still be happy.
Mm-hmm. New identities even and new priorities.
And evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jinx, who is the feisty fireball of the show, she serves as their life coach.
Right.
And she tries to engage them in different activities to get them to enjoy life again and to get out there, whether it be taking an early Sunday morning swim and with the snapping turtles or a date for Valentine's Day or salsa dancing.
Salsa dancing. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great show. Again, the Savannah Sipping Society, August 16th, 17th, and 18th, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. 7:30 on Friday and Saturday night, 2 p.m. on those Sundays. At the Round County Arts Center, you can get tickets at the door or online at moreheadtheater.org, or you can call the Round County Arts Center. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 22nd, featuring country singer and songwriter Nick Jamerson.
I've been up and down the river, seen the highways and back roads.
Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students. Nick Jamerson at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 22nd.
And we're back here on Open Mic on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with George McKee, the director of the Moorhead Theater Guild's upcoming production of the Savannah Sipping Society. Also, Chris Lanham, one of the characters in the show and the president of the Moorhead Theater Guild. Thank you guys again for being on the show.
You're welcome.
We're talking a little bit about this upcoming show and these women who come together and find these unlikely friendships through hilarity. I know there are dark portions of this show, and the poster says it's for mature audiences, but over 9 years old. So
10 and up.
Yeah,
so let's talk about the 10 and up age limit.
Yeah. Of course, there are a lot of references to alcohol. Of course, they, through these series of impromptu happy hours, is how they develop their friendship. So there's obviously that. But there's also a little bit of sexual innuendo. So, you know, there's nothing too racy, but it is intended for a little bit older audience.
Well, and anyone under that age is not likely to get the joke.
Right.
You know, and we don't want them to not be able to enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. It's just something that a child under, I would say, 12 would probably not be interested in or enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
just kinda,
but I think
your target audience.
It is something. I know it's been billed as at other places, and I'm not sure that we've done that, but if we have, I've missed it. Billed as a show to bring your girlfriends to. It's like a girls' night out kind of thing. And it is. It can be, definitely.
Grab your best friend.
Absolutely.
And
but
come
it,
along.
I think it's there's something for everyone in it. I don't think you have to be a woman to appreciate the humor or the stories in this show, because it isn't just one story. It's each of these women have a story, and then they have a story together. So, but yeah, I don't know that someone younger than 10 would get some of the humor or appreciate it. And it's, there's nothing raunchy in it.
No,
you know,
it's not.
You know,
it's
no
not overly
obscene
racy
language.
Or, mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, I mean, I've been in shows before where we've been like, do not come. These are not for children.
No, this isn't a... No.
One of the three writers of the show, Jamie Wooten, was a series writer and producer on the television series The Golden Girls.
Okay.
It's a lot in that same kind of vein. It's very similar to... Mm-hmm. It reminds you when you read it or when you watch it of an episode of The Golden Girls. So if you just kind of think about that, I think that kind of gives you a guideline for...
So it's not so much that there's content that children shouldn't see. It's more like they're just really not going to be interested.
Right. It's just context more than it is content.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's right. It's like it's not just one episode. It's like each adventure that Jinx takes us on is an episode.
Yeah. A combination.
So it could be a 4-episode series.
Now, when is the play set? Because, I mean, you said they met at a yoga bar, so.
I think we're meant to assume that it's present day, that it's modern day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like right now we're post Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this time when there is a huge women's movement happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is this play particularly poignant? I mean, are there some things in it that are...
In terms of women and empowering women?
Yeah.
I think so, in that, you know, it's been written quite a few times that, you know, relationships between women are often the most difficult because we feel like we have to compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've been raised in an environment or a society that lends itself to that assumption. But I think this one... really points up how we can empower each other and how we can support each other. It's not a competition. You know, it's an opportunity to share and to grow together.
And I think there's an interesting dynamic, don't you, between your character, Randa, and Jinx. Because in the beginning, you don't get along.
No, we're total opposites.
You almost come to blows.
Yes, we do.
But you kind of soften and warm up toward each other. And, you know, you kind of realize that you can work together and you can overcome these obstacles and you can help each other and you have a lot to learn from each other.
And I think there's also this where you have someone coming in who seems like the person who's going to help the rest of us. And then we find we can help her as well.
Yeah.
And yourself.
And ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. Now, proceeds from the August 24th performance are actually going to go to Morehead State Public Radio. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
We try to be good community partners and have you guys on the show, the Theater Guild on the show all the time. But I was shocked to see this happening because I know that the Guild gives back.
We do.
But how do you make that decision on how you're going to give back and when you're going to give back?
Well, much like WMKY, we try to be good community partners as well. And with each production, we try to choose at least one performance and one community organization to try to benefit. Because we do want to be a part of the community. And we feel like being a part of the community is helping our neighbors. So with that... every show we choose that partner and we had a discussion. It was brought to the table at a board meeting. What if we do the fundraiser for Savannah Sipping Society for WMKY? And I was like, well, yes, let's do that.
Thank you, community board members.
So let's do that. Just because MSPR is such a good community, you know, member. They are a partner for everyone, and I know MSPR does everything they can. And we also know that, like many other entities across the state, you know, funding has been cut. And what we are able to provide in that one performance is not necessarily going to bridge every gap for every community organization we support, but we hope it helps. And we also just want to bring awareness to those community organizations as well, about those community organizations as well. Not that MSPR isn't well known, but, you know, we have some new people that show up at our shows who do not know what's going on in our community. And so we like to help highlight those partners.
We share your vision to educate, to inform, to entertain. And that's what public radio is all about. And that's what Morehead Theater Guild's all about.
Absolutely. Well, since we're going to wrap it up, we've got a couple more minutes here on the show, but I wanted to talk about what's coming up next for the Theater Guild.
Well, this is our 30th season, which I can't believe we didn't mention until now. This is our 30th season, and this The Savannah Sipping Society is the 99th show, which means...
So we're coming up on number 100.
Our final production of the season is Dining with the Dead, which is bringing back a popular show that J.D. Reeder wrote, and he has rewritten and added some new characters. It will be performed as it was previously in the cemetery on campus. Then you'll come down to the Art Center for dinner. So because it's a dinner show, so to speak, there's a different price. You know, it's a little bit different pricing. But that will be our final production of the year, and that's in October, the last two weekends in October.
Right.
That will be our 100th show. So
amazing.
We are very excited about that.
Dining with the Dead, I saw it a few years ago in the graveyard, and it was very disturbing because, you know, it's getting dark and you're out there in the graveyard and you're enjoying the show, and it's October when the spooky time is happening.
But you're learning about people who actually lived here in Round County who are buried in that cemetery and are a part of the Round County and Moorhead history.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, they'll take a ghost walk.
So, ooh, I didn't know there was a ghost walk.
There's a ghost walk.
Okay.
I've never been part of that, but I'm hoping to be a part of this one.
So are auditions for that coming up soon?
They will. They'll be in September. In fact, they're the week of Labor Day, so that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, immediately after Labor Day, he'll be holding auditions. And those will be posted on our website, moorheadtheater.org.
You guys just launched a new...
Yes, we just updated our website. I'm so excited.
It's lovely. I checked it out this morning.
Thank you.
And it is lovely.
I'm excited. I love it.
Did you do the work on that?
Not all of it, no. We had a group of students help us actually create it and build it. But yeah, I've been maintaining both websites, and I published it.
Prepare for the launch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. So if you want to check out the upcoming stuff for the Moorhead Theater Guild and get tickets for the Savannah Sipping Society, you can go online, moorheadtheater.org. The show will be playing August 16th, 17th, and 18th, and then the following weekend on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Those tickets are available also at the Round County Arts Center. That's where the play takes place. You can give them a call or you can buy them at the door, but I do not suggest you wait until you get to the door because they do sell out. What's the capacity? Like, how many people?
I don't know. Have you set how many seats you're going to put out? Usually we have around 100.
100.
Right.
Yeah.
And those can go, I mean, like with Assassins, they went really fast.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, sometimes those can go really fast. So I would go ahead and make reservations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So if you guys are planning to go to the show, make sure you go on the 24th, support Moorhead State Public Radio.
Absolutely.
That's when I'm going to go. And, you know, thank you guys for giving back to the community and specifically to Moorhead State Public Radio. The money that we collect for our community donations goes straight back to our student workers, and which is really an important part of our mission for education. And so I have students waiting for me right now out in the newsroom, and those students directly benefit from it. So thank you again so much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
And to our listeners out there, I hope to see you at the show, and we will see you for this show next Friday.